This is KCUR. Brooklyn-based artist Adam Svijanovic paints on sheets of tough, durable product called Tyvek. It's often used to wrap or protect a building during construction. But for Svijanovic, it's the canvas for his mobile murals. KCUR's Laura Spencer walked with the artist at the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art to talk about his work and process.
I wanted to start by talking a little bit about your material that's often used for FedEx packages or in building new homes. And how did you decide to use it?
It was a chance discovery. It was just luck. I was looking for a kind of paper that could take a lot of water because I wanted to do large water things. And then as it turns out, with a Tyvek, not only does it take a lot of water, but it glues right on the wall and comes off. So that kind of changed everything, and that meant that I could do things like this show where everything can come down and get packed up rather than getting painted over or scraped off the wall or something, and it makes it very different.
Well, it seems like you also use a variety of paints, from house paints to latex paint.
Yeah, I do. Well, I use something called Flash, which is a vinyl acrylic and has a very high pigment content. So the paintings are very punchy, but they're also very flat. Sort of thinking of these things almost like mobile frescoes or something. And the flash, the chalkiness and the flatness of it kind of pushes it back slightly. And it means that anybody who walks in front of it comes forward a little bit, which is important because they're social paintings in a way. They're so big. And you will often see them with other people, you know, in the painting, in effect, walking in front of it or walking to the side of it. And that's part of the painting.
Speaking of that, maybe I'll just kind of walk over here with you.
We're walking.
As we're walking.
The piece that we're in front of is called Balthazar's Feast. It's a quote from a D.W. Griffith movie called Intolerance. And Intolerance is the film that he made after he made Birth of a Nation, which some of your audience may be familiar with, a very controversial film, to say the least. He made Intolerance as a rebuttal to the fact that people didn't like what he had to say in Birth of a Nation. It was a four-part film about various forms of intolerance through the ages, and this is from the Babylonian story.
Well, another silent film reference is Buster Keaton. He's also featured in one of your paintings. And what was it about him as either a character or as an innovator that influenced you?
In America, as a representational painter in the 21st century, I think it's impossible not to also engage with what happened in cinema in the 20th century, because the images in there are profound and they're deeply embedded in our culture and our sort of personal DNA of looking at this point. So Keaton is really, and Griffith, are both great innovators in that way. Keaton had a sense of American landscape and space, which was just sublime and not equaled until John Ford came along 20 years later. And Griffith invented cinema, effectively. But both of them, being from that early point of silent film, were in that funny transition where filmmaking was looking at painting.
Well, one work that I know that will premiere here at the Kemper is based on the Flint Hills, and I wonder if we could just kind of walk over to that piece.
We're walking again. It's a large gallery, so we're just going to chat amongst ourselves quietly for a moment as we get over here. What I have here is a painting on seven panels that are kind of trapezoid, and they are tied together, so it's almost like a half of a cylinder, kind of slightly unwound. Two of the panels are directly on the wall, three of them are below and coming and touching the floor, and two of them are above, and that's the sky. The image on these panels is a road that's going off into the hills, into the Flint Hills. That kind of relationship between the very small, intimate scale of what's underneath your feet and the sort of immensity of what's over your head.
The exhibition, Adam Svijanovic, American Montage, continues through September 20th at the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art.